If asked, I would confess I do know the answer right now. And I always have the answer when I need it. If asked, I would confess I know the answer right now, and I always have the answer when I need it. This is Dr. Herbert L. Bartley, Dean of the University of Healing here in California, with instant illumination. So many times we have the statement, if asked, I would confess I do not have the answer right now, but I would have the answer when I needed it. Now, that sounds very gentle and very nice. Mm-hmm. It sounds very normal for a human being. But a divine being could not afford to say that. A divine being cannot say, well, one day I'll be home perfect. One day things will work out. One day it'll be okay. One day this might happen. Because then that day never comes. Because you believe that one day has no date on it. If you said one day you'd be rich, what day does it mean? Come on now, Ingeborg. Tell me, what day are you going to be rich?
No.
Yeah. Okay. See, that's her day. Her one day is now. But for most people, you say one day, and that means never. They have no idea when that's going to be. Someday, somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly, birds fly over the rainbow. Why, oh, then why can't I? So, the reason you can't fly over the rainbow is you have not developed your imagination. Now, don't you realize that you could develop your imagination and do anything you want? I have the answer right now to any question posed to me or that I pose to myself. I have the answer right now. Now, we reveal who we are because it's already in us. There's not something that God is going to bring into our life or reveal to us or open up for us, but we are it right now. Now, can you be any more a woman than you are right now? You are 100% woman. Are you a woman?
Yes.
And are you a woman?
Yes.
You?
Yes.
You?
Yes.
Me?
No.
No, I'm a man. Now, are you a being?
Yes.
Are you a man?
Say so.
Mention.
I mention of a kind man.
Mention of a kind man. You are mankind, or man as mankind is, but you are not a male. You see, now, I think that's probably what you want to say.
Yeah.
I am not a male. And do they have the word male in German? If they do, say it quickly.
Männlich.
Männlich. Well, thank you very much. Männlich. Männlich means male. So, in other words,
There were also two words for man and Mensch.
Hmm?
There are two different expressions for man as humankind and man as male.
Oh.
So you cannot mix them up.
You can only mix them up.
No, you cannot mix them up in German. You only in English.
Well, in other words, I see. So the Germans are a little cooler that way, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Make a
so,
difference.
If asked, I would know everything. Now, do I know the proper word to say for a man in German?
Yes, you know.
What is the word that I would say?
Mann.
Huh?
Mann.
Mann. Mann.
Mann. Mann.
Mann.
Double N.
M-A-N-N.
Yes.
Okay, like Horace Mann High School.
Mm.
M-A-N-N. Okay. So why does a double N make a man a man? A universal man.
It has established the pronunciation.
But you see, Ingeborg, for a moment, threw her two hands off to the side as much as to say, I have no idea, but don't do that. You know, it's like saying, you're going to pray to God, and then you put your hands out here and say, God is outside of me somewhere. You have to be very careful. It's a habit, and it's easy to follow. Okay, now, man, is man all?
Man is alles.
Man is all. Okay. Man is all. So, men.
And sometimes you can also refer it in general speech. You can say this man can refer to female and male.
That's exactly what I was doing. I was referring to all, not individually. Not the female or the male,
well,
but the man.
Male.
Now, my friends, I have a condition here that disturbs me very much. I can be heard very well, and you are heard like little titmice in the background. And so whatever you're saying for our audience is of no consequence whatsoever. Now, if you have any courtesy for our audience, you will speak up. Now, Ellen, can you speak up?
Of course.
And what can you say when you speak up?
I can say that everything is in divine order.
That's great. And Ingeborg, what can you say when you speak up?
When I speak up, I am God, God I am.
That's not bad. Ingeborg, Sylvia, what do you say?
I'm whole and perfect.
And what do you say?
I am.
I'm speechless. Yeah, I'm speechless. Yeah. I am that I am. I'm speechless. Try it again.
Again.
Wiederholen.
I am that I am.
When I raise my hand like this, it's like a choir director saying, a little more volume, a little more volume. We're here doing the oratorio now. We're having the Bach fugue move it, you know. And you want to get in there. Now, you see, what happens to people like our little titmice over here when they're talking about things they shouldn't be talking about? They talk like this. I don't think that anyone is hearing me when I'm saying these things, that I'm so stupid, you know. And everybody hears it. You come through crystal clear when you talk stupid. And when you talk brilliant, you have to speak loud because people don't expect you to be brilliant. They say the little titmice are just going to be so stupid. Now, why does anyone ever talk low? Why does anyone ever talk as though they can't be heard? Because they're not confident in themselves. Now, it doesn't mean you shout. I mean, I shout at you guys occasionally just to get your attention, but even then I don't get your attention. But why would anyone ever shout at another person? Madame, you have a computer.
Yeah.
Do you realize what you are doing on your computer when you're putting the words in all capitals? You are shouting.
That's true.
Mr. Modem is an informational thing we have on computers, and he says, remember, every time you write your things in all capitals, you're shouting at somebody. Don't you understand what I am saying? I am saying this as strongly as I can to get the point across to you. And it's real hard to read, it's real hard to understand, and it's real hard to accept, because right away you say, "Ich, who needs it?" You know, whatever they say. You know, I think one thing wonderful about computers and today's viruses and so forth is really a good thing. It is teaching us to indiscriminately erase things that we don't know what it is. To indiscriminately not open something that we have no idea what it is. Indiscriminately not accept something on our computer that we are unfamiliar with, or that we think might be bad, or that we know might be bad. Because it says, see how the pretty girls wiggle their fannies, you know. And if you are curious, you're ending up with a virus. They do this just to titillate you to open your computer and let them in. And then they get on your entire mailing list and send that question to everybody in your name. Yeah, thanks a lot, you know. And so it makes you the fool. But the thing is, we're the fool. Whenever we open something that we don't know what it is, whenever we allow something on our computer we don't know what it is, if we get something from someone, like, hey, Ellen used to be a naughty lady a long time ago, and I would call Ellen from America. And we'd be talking on the phone in her Swiss home, and the doorbell would ring. And she said, just a minute, I got to answer the doorbell. I said, goodbye. If I am not important enough for you to stay with me while we're talking on the phone, then forget it. Or another phone rings, she got another line. I say, hey, are you going to put me on hold? No way. No way. I am right here. I am talking to you. I am more important than anything you could ever put me on hold with, you know. And that's the way you should treat every person that you accept in your world. Now, she put me on hold for a vacuum cleaner salesman, you know what I mean? She put me on hold because her sister's aunt's cousin's mother's daughter wanted to know the way to the supermarket, you know? She put me on hold because she wanted to some silly things, you know? And who's more important? Beispiel, yeah. Who's more important? The bush, the bird in the bush or the bird in the hand, you know? Yeah, the bird in the hand. So do not ever do that. And I said, please don't use hold. If you want, you can put somebody else on hold, but don't put me. Because it is just not acceptable.
Yeah.
And this is not what we do. You understand? Okay. Now, you see, Rhonda should not have an answering device. She should have that phone with her at all times. She has her cellular phone. She can have her number transferred to her cellular phone. She can have it with her all the time, wherever she goes. Rhonda should never be unavailable. She should never be unavailable to anybody. Now, why should Rhonda never be unavailable to somebody? Because Rhonda says, oh, I wish I'd caught your call. I'm sorry I wasn't there when you called. And other lies. You know, and other lies. But we live as lying people. And then we wonder why our life is filled with ignorance. We wonder why we say to ourselves, if asked, I would confess, I know the answer right now.
Relax.
Why wouldn't you know? No. Here's the thing. You know, you relax. Here's the thing. If people, hey, you with the pretty face over there, if people call you on the telephone, do you know that they're going to call you?
Yes.
Yes. Who helps? Do you know? You know they're going to call you. So if you want to receive the call, you say, they will call me at 10 o'clock. I'm leaving at 10:30. They'll call me at, you know, at noon when I get back. They will not call me when I'm gone. Or they'll call me on my cell phone. They don't know my cell phone number, so I will tell them. My cell phone number is XYZ. And you say, well, how would they know? Because I would confess that I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer right now, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay, so you say that about yourself.
Yes.
And when you say that about yourself, then you have to start living it. You have to start following it. And if somebody calls you and couldn't get a hold of you, say, I knew you were going to call and I wasn't in, but it wasn't important that you got a hold of me because I sent you a message telepathically and I told you, please call after lunch when I'm home. Don't call before lunch. And you weren't listening to me. You weren't tuned in to your telepathic message bureau, your telepathic answering service. No, really. And this is not a joke. This is real stuff. And we do it all the time. And we give talks in the evening. You know how we give talks in the evening? Every evening we would have a telephone call just 2 seconds after the talk began. It would be without fail. And I said, somebody here has a bad impression of what we're doing. Somebody here is sending out false information. Let's get ourselves cleaned up, you know? So we did, and then it stopped coming. And of course, usually it was Ellen's son. He tunes into his mother. He knows when she's sitting at the table here and when she's not doing anything that she can talk. So she gets up from the table while I'm giving my lecture. She goes in the other room and talks to her son and has a great old time, and the lecture goes on and she never hears it because she's too busy to listen to it. Now,
until I told him.
What is this you're talking about?
Until I told him, hey, don't call during your lecture.
You see? See?
Yeah.
Before that, she told him to call at dinner time. Yeah, she's always available because she sends him our program of what we're doing at what times. But no, really, this may sound very foolish and kiddish that I'm talking about, but this is very serious stuff. You are the master. What kind of garbage are you going to let in to your thinking system? What sort of garbage are you going to let into your mind? You know, on your computer, you can say no to something. Can you also say no if you hear someone saying some bad things and just turn it off?
Yes.
Or can you take charge of the situation? I heard that because I was supposed to do something. So you hear people saying some bad things, and in your thought, you say to them, all is in divine order. I surround you with my pure white light of love, and all of your life is in divine order. Not that you have your will, but just all is in divine order. All is peace. All is wonderful. And you are all surrounded by my pure white light of love. All is peace. All is wonderful. You are all surrounded by my pure white light of life. Love. All is peace. All is wonderful. And you do that, seriously. And you keep on doing that, and what happens? It is done. But the thing is, you're putting the cause in motion. Now, the cause could be, oh, those people, how they talk, what they say is so terrible. You don't listen. You merely feel the tenor of their voice, and then you put a new cause in motion. Or you can be inobvious to it. You can be blind to it. You can be deaf to it. You cannot hear it. But you don't want to be deaf to anything. You want everything in your world to be harmonious. Now, do you ever turn on any music in your car that turns out pretty bad? Yes. No. Yes. You turn on the music and it's pretty raunchy and it just doesn't turn you on. And so you say, oh! And so you turn another station. Why don't you just speak your word? All music played on my radio is harmonious and beautiful. If that's your choice. All music played on my radio is harmonious and beautiful. Now, if you are the prince's mother, you will learn to like the music the prince plays, okay? Now, that's a little different. Now, Ellen, whatever her son does, she likes. Her son is taking ballroom dancing right now, and pretty soon he's going to get his own private tutu and take ballet dancing, you know. And Ellen will think that, and he's a big boy. He's a big boy. And he has a big son, too, you know, carrying on the family tradition. But wouldn't that be interesting? Wouldn't that be interesting? You notice I didn't say his name. She's only got one son. And his last name is the same as the city down here, San Diego. But his first name. But you see, we have the opportunity of being master of ourselves. Do you want to be master? And you say, oh, yes. Well, if you want to be master, then everything you create coming into your environment is for you to take mastership over. Now, do you have a telephone?
Yes.
Then you say, that telephone rings when I want it to ring. It doesn't ring as I'm getting into the bathtub, or even in the bathtub. You know?
That is true.
That is true. It doesn't ring when you sit down to your dinner. You want a dinner of peace and calm. It doesn't ring. It rings only when you want it to ring. And you want it to ring between 6 and 6:10. But it's your choice, you see. Now, do you ever get, what is the term for these advertised?
Telemarketing.
Do you ever get telemarketing calls? Mm-hmm. Now, you in Europe too?
Also.
Oh, also. Okay. Now, do you want telemarketing calls?
No.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, no.
That's why you get them. Now, every... What's that, please, Ellen?
I never get them.
Okay, yeah. That's good. No, my telephone is blocked for all telemarketing calls.
My telephone is.
Now, just don't jump on that. I may be giving you a bum steer here.
Okay.
My telephone is blocked for all telemarketing calls. Okay. My telephone is blocked for all telemarketing. Now, do we have to do that?
No.
All calls made to my number are made by people I want to hear from. Mm-hmm. All calls made to my number are made by people I want to hear from. Positive, positive, positive. All calls made to my number are from people I want to hear from. And you're not saying anything bad. And perhaps somebody will call and you say, well, who are you? Well, who are you? I'm me. Okay. Are you the you that has the last name so-and-so? Yeah. Okay. Were you born in 1947 or 56 or 72 or whatever it is? Yeah. Okay. Then you have just won the sweepstakes. Yeah. That's nice. Where should we send the money? Well, if you got my phone number, you know where to send it. You know, send it right to my address. Well, is that at 1101 Far Valley Road? That's correct. Okay. We'll send it out. And then they'll say to you, why are you so crass with us, so short with us? I'm not short with you. I don't even know who you are. Maybe you are who you say you are, and maybe you're not. But I do not give out information to people that I don't know who they are, no matter how wonderful they are. And they may say that they're with the Bank of America. They may say they're with anything. They may even know my credit card account, which they could get from any restaurant, you know. And so that's no sign that they know anything or should know. But, hey, you got money for me? Send it. I'll accept it. Yeah, I don't mind that. But don't ever give people information, because if they don't have the information, you wouldn't be on their list. They have your phone number, perhaps, and they may not even have that. They may just be dialing down the numbers, 478-bop-bop-bop, 478-555, 478-5556, 478-5567, you know, and down the line. And so don't ever take that as a criteria. But just remember, if you're asked, you would always say, I know that I know that I know. I have the right answer, because you do know it. And always be positive. Remember, your phone is for you. But mostly, remember, your time is for you. No one deserves 1 second of your time unless you choose to give it. Because every moment of your time is precious and valuable and beautiful. Remember that. We talked a lot of nonsense here this morning, but remember, I'm serious about that. I know that I know that I know. Every phone call made to me is a phone call that I want to receive. Every person I meet is a person I want to meet. Every piece of information coming to me on the internet is from a bona fide organization or a source or something, you know, like a store that you might be dealing with or something. And even so, I get information from my dog food place, you know, and they try to sell me everything else under the sun. And I tell them, hey, I said only dog food, you know, only dog food. And even that I didn't say. I said, I'm ordering it via the internet merely for convenience, but I don't want you to put me on your mailing list for all the goodies. And you have to be very definite. Mm-hmm. You have to be very definite. And if you don't get off my back, I'll stop ordering through your service. You know, they'll get off your back. Mm-hmm. They'll stop. But you have to be just very, very strong. Because what the difference? You can order from many places. Worst comes to worst, you can order from Yahoo. Everything comes through Yahoo or eBay.
Yeah.
Or what have you. Yeah. Yeah. So remember, if you think you're offending someone by being definite, you're not. Because they're used to it. If you think that you're being intelligent by being definite, you are. And be that way, because it works very beautifully. Have a lovely day. And remember, instant illumination begins upstairs. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.